Вариант 5.
Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены.
Задание 1. Вы 2 раза услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. К каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее место действия. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A. Good afternoon. Can I help you?
I hope so. The problem is that I bought this laptop here 3 days ago, but it doesn't work properly. I want my money back.
I'm afraid it's not our policy to return money. Don't worry. We'll fix the problem with your laptop. Our engineers will repair it.
I want to see the manager then.
Dialogue B.
Jason, your breakfast is waiting for you.
Wait a moment. I need to check my email. Okay, here I am.
Would you like your cornflakes with milk or with yogurt?
Yogurt, please. Do you mind if I switch on the TV? I want to see the news about the Paris Air Show.
No, I don't mind.
Where's the remote control, I wonder? Dialogue C.
What's that?
It's my PowerPoint presentation.
Wow.
It's on the history of aviation. I have to deliver it in class now.
Feeling nervous?
Yes, very much. What if anything goes wrong? I mean, technically.
Don't worry. While everyone's having their lunch downstairs, we'll check how the projector works. If there are any problems, Mr. Franklin will help us. He's in his IT room at the moment.
Dialogue D.
Do they have Wi-Fi here?
Yes, I think they do. We can ask the waitress for the password.
Fine. I need to check my email urgently.
And I'm hungry. First, let's order, and then you can check your email.
Okay. What would you like to eat?
Some pizza and a Coke.
And I'll have some mineral water and a vegetarian salad.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A. Good afternoon. Can I help you?
I hope so. The problem is that I bought this laptop here 3 days ago, but it doesn't work properly. I want my money back.
I'm afraid it's not our policy to return money. Don't worry, we'll fix the problem with your laptop. Our engineers will repair it.
I want to see the manager then.
Dialogue B.
Jason, your breakfast is waiting for you.
Wait a moment. I need to check my email. OK, here I am.
Would you like your cornflakes with milk or with yoghurt?
Yoghurt, please. Do you mind if I switch on the TV? I want to see the news about the Paris Air Show.
No, I don't mind.
Where's the remote control, I wonder? Dialogue C.
What's that?
It's my PowerPoint presentation.
Wow.
It's on the history of aviation. I have to deliver it in class now.
Feeling nervous?
Yes, very much. What if anything goes wrong? I mean, technically.
Don't worry. While everyone's having their lunch downstairs, we'll check how the projector works. If there are any problems, Mr. Franklin will help us. He's in his IT room at the moment.
Dialogue D.
Do they have Wi-Fi here?
Yes, I think they do. We can ask the waitress for the password.
Fine. I need to check my email urgently.
And I'm hungry. First, let's order, and then you can check your email.
OK. What would you like to eat?
Some pizza and a Coke.
And I'll have some mineral water and a vegetarian salad.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из следующего списка. К каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. As a child, I was fond of collecting stamps, but when I was a teenager, I changed to computer games and mathematical puzzles. I also enjoyed reading and building mechanical models. At college and university, I was no longer fond of model building. I started photography. I travel a lot and take photos of different places. It's exciting and I think I'll never give it up. But you never know. Speaker B.
In my free time, I often read short stories and novels. I especially like detective stories by Agatha Christie and Arthur Conan Doyle. Another thing I enjoy is following football. I know all about the top players and leading teams. But perhaps my favourite pastime is playing chess. I usually play online, although I do have a nice chess set at home for face-to-face games. And actually, I'm quite a good player.
Speaker C. At high school, I made my own website and a web page. I kept redesigning it, including new options and changing the interface. Some of my friends wanted to have their own web pages too. Together, we experimented with colours, animated effects, sounds, and so on. Now I work as a web designer and do practically the same. The only difference is that now I get good money for it. Speaker D.
I think hobbies are very useful. First of all, they keep you occupied, as there's nothing more harmful than wasting time when you don't know what to do. Second, when you take up a hobby, you learn something new. Collecting stamps, or books for example, encourages you to learn more about the theme of your collection. Anything from exotic butterflies to the most famous buildings all over the world.
Speaker E. I've been fond of computers since my early childhood. I don't really remember when it began. I spent most of my time playing online games and hanging about in chat rooms. I spent hours and sometimes days online. I often pretended to be ill just to stay at home and get on the web. Naturally, it affected my grades and my relationships with my parents and friends. I hate recalling it, but my parents had to consult the doctor about my problem. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A. As a child, I was fond of collecting stamps, but when I was a teenager, I changed to computer games and mathematical puzzles. I also enjoyed reading and building mechanical models. At college and university, I was no longer fond of model building. I started photography. I travel a lot and take photos of different places. It's exciting and I think I'll never give it up. But you never know. Speaker B.
In my free time, I often read short stories and novels. I especially like detective stories by Agatha Christie and Arthur Conan Doyle. Another thing I enjoy is following football. I know all about the top players and leading teams. But perhaps my favourite pastime is playing chess. I usually play online, although I do have a nice chess set at home for face-to-face games. And actually, I'm quite a good player.
Speaker C. At high school, I made my own website and a web page. I kept redesigning it, including new options and changing the interface. Some of my friends wanted to have their own web pages too. Together, we experimented with colours, animated effects, sounds and so on. Now I work as a web designer and do practically the same. The only difference is that now I get good money for it. Speaker D.
I think hobbies are very useful. First of all, they keep you occupied, as there's nothing more harmful than wasting time when you don't know what to do. Second, when you take up a hobby, you learn something new. Collecting stamps, or books for example, encourages you to learn more about the theme of your collection. Anything from exotic butterflies to the most famous buildings all over the world.
Speaker E. I've been fond of computers since my early childhood. I don't really remember when it began. I spent most of my time playing online games and hanging about in chat rooms. I spent hours and sometimes days online. I often pretended to be ill just to stay at home and get on the web. Naturally, it affected my grades and my relationships with my parents and friends. I hate recalling it, but my parents had to consult the doctor about my problem. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух соседей. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Tom. I didn't know you were back.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Smith. We returned yesterday evening, very late.
Your parents missed you a lot while you were away. And they worried about you too.
Oh, there was no need to worry. I wasn't alone. I was with my friends. And our coach and the physiotherapist were with us too.
Your mum told me you were at an important sports competition.
I can't say it was very important, but for me, yes. It was my first serious competition. And it was the first time our cycling team had taken part in the national race.
I think sports like cycling, running and swimming are very exhausting. You need to have great willpower not to stop and give up because you are tired.
Every sport requires willpower. As for cycling, in my opinion, it has lots of advantages.
Has it? And what advantages are they?
Well, you can never get cold, for example. In any weather, you always feel hot when you ride.
Haha, I bet you do.
And I also enjoy it when people greet us and cheer us when we race through a town or a village.
It's nice of them, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You look a bit slimmer than you used to. The race was really tiring, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Naturally, we didn't eat anything when we competed. We only drank pure water. And before the race, in the preparatory stage, we had to stick to a very strict diet.
Oh.
The food we had to eat was probably healthy, but absolutely tasteless. I would never eat anything like that at home.
I'm sure you wouldn't. Your mum spoiled you with delicious homemade food.
Yes, she's a good cook, and we all adore her meals. Even Ricky, our French bulldog, tries to have a taste when she's cooking.
Oh, that reminds me. I have a complaint to make. While you were away, your dog was really naughty. He chased Mrs. Jackson's cat and he barked at my parrot when your mum dropped into my place. The parrot started to copy him. It was a nightmare.
I promise, Mrs. Smith. Next time, Ricky will behave.
Next time? Are you saying you are going somewhere again?
Not in the near future, but we've been selected for the Australian race next year.
Incredible. I remember my last journey to Spain. It was exhausting. We got stuck in the airport for 10 hours. And it was hot. But Australia is much further.
It is. But I've always dreamt of seeing this country. Geographically, it's a unique place. It's isolated from the rest of the world. Its nature, animals, and plants differ so much from what we have here.
Yes, I agree. Scientists have found lots of amazing facts about the past and the present of that continent.
And there's one more thing that makes me feel happy about the place.
What's that?
People speak English there. There's nothing more difficult for me than learning languages. My grades for tests and essays are the lowest in our class.
I can't believe it, Tom. You should definitely do something to improve the situation.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hi, Tom. I didn't know you were back.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Smith. We returned yesterday evening, very late.
Your parents missed you a lot while you were away. And they worried about you too.
Oh, there was no need to worry. I wasn't alone. I was with my friends. And our coach and the physiotherapist were with us too.
Your mum told me you were at an important sports competition.
I can't say it was very important, but for me, yes. It was my first serious competition. And it was the first time our cycling team had taken part in the national race.
I think sports like cycling, running and swimming are very exhausting. You need to have great willpower not to stop and give up because you are tired.
Every sport requires willpower. As for cycling, in my opinion, it has lots of advantages.
Has it? And what advantages are they?
Well, you can never get cold, for example. In any weather, you always feel hot when you ride.
Haha, I bet you do.
And I also enjoy it when people greet us and cheer us when we race through a town or a village.
It's nice of them, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You look a bit slimmer than you used to. The race was really tiring, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Naturally, we didn't eat anything when we competed. We only drank pure water. And before the race, in the preparatory stage, we had to stick to a very strict diet.
Oh.
The food we had to eat was probably healthy, but absolutely tasteless. I would never eat anything like that at home.
I'm sure you wouldn't. Your mum spoiled you with delicious homemade food.
Yes, she's a good cook, and we all adore her meals. Even Ricky, our French bulldog, tries to have a taste when she's cooking.
Oh, that reminds me. I have a complaint to make. While you were away, your dog was really naughty. He chased Mrs. Jackson's cat and he barked at my parrot when your mum dropped into my place. The parrot started to copy him. It was a nightmare.
I promise, Mrs. Smith. Next time, Ricky will behave.
Next time? Are you saying you are going somewhere again?
Not in the near future, but we've been selected for the Australian race next year.
Incredible. I remember my last journey to Spain. It was exhausting. We got stuck in the airport for 10 hours. And it was hot. But Australia is much further.
It is. But I've always dreamt of seeing this country. Geographically, it's a unique place. It's isolated from the rest of the world. Its nature, animals, and plants differ so much from what we have here.
Yes, I agree. Scientists have found lots of amazing facts about the past and the present of that continent.
And there's one more thing that makes me feel happy about the place.
What's that?
People speak English there. There's nothing more difficult for me than learning languages. My grades for tests and essays are the lowest in our class.
I can't believe it, Tom. You should definitely do something to improve the situation.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.